And welcome to Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. On Tuesday, the Blair Rotary Club had their weekly luncheon, and Senator Jerry Moran was their guest. I had a chance to catch up with Senator Moran after the luncheon and ask him a few questions about what's taking place in our country.
Are you in favor of another stimulus package? And if so, what would you like to see in it?
I'm in favor of another package, but not like we've passed in the past. We are not capable of solving all of our country's economic problems by huge government programs and spending. It needs to be much more targeted and much less expensive. So I'm working to get something that's focused and smaller, something that is affordable, and mostly related to trying to make sure that people are healthy and know they're healthy so they can get back to school and get back to work.
What are your biggest concerns with the healthcare industry as it sits today amongst COVID-19?
Well, the result of COVID-19 has been really challenging for our rural hospitals, our healthcare providers, because during the period of time when people were staying at home and with the fear about getting COVID, our hospitals and clinics have not had a lot of patients. Those patients represent revenue, and so getting them back where people are feeling comfortable, that means PPE and testing, the personal protection equipment, the testing, making certain that people are safe and know they're safe in returning to the doctor. It is important for their health to do so, but it's also important for that hometown healthcare provider to have the business and the revenue that comes from seeing patients.
It's an election year. You've heard the saying, not much gets done during an election year. What is getting done this election year?
Well, I mean, I've had a couple of successes just in the last month. I was involved in veterans issues, and we were able to pass a major piece of legislation through the Senate that deals with mental health and veteran suicide. It's my number one priority in the arena of veterans is how do we get more health care and relationships that are necessary to keep people mentally healthy and to reduce or eliminate the 20 veterans who commit suicide a day. Also involved because of one of my committee assignments in athletes who were sexually abused in the Olympics and getting different standards and cleaning up the U.S. Olympic Committee and the national governing bodies for gymnastics and other sports. That legislation passed the same week as the Veterans Bill. So there are things that don't make the national news but are still very important to Kansans and to Americans. At the moment, the Senate, the Congress is focused on what is, if there's going to be a phase four, what does that look like? And we also need to make certain that before September 30th, we address the appropriations bills that fund the government so there's not a shutdown. That serves no good purpose for the country.
How does this country go forward in bringing people together instead of dividing each apart? We're seeing, of course, the violence and protests in cities across the country. We see the bad apples, as they say, with police brutality and people being treated unfairly. How do we go about bringing people together instead of driving each other apart?
Well, it's a desirable goal. I mean, this country needs more things that pull us together and fewer things that pull us apart. And an example of where I think this happened and then went away is when Americans saw the video of the gentleman being killed with a knee in his throat. I think the vast, vast majority of people in this country thought this is not right. There is a problem here. We need better justice. We need no racial discrimination. And we were all pulling in the same direction. And then along comes the destruction of public and private property, the defund police. And so they took a moment in which we had the opportunity to do some things together and turned it into something that pulled us apart. So how do we capture that? I mean, I think places like North Central Kansas are good examples of it. We know in our community who might have a different political view than we do. We know who might have attend a different church than we do. But we're all in this together because we come from rural and small towns where we need everybody working together to get something done. We see people in the grocery store and when we have football games on a Friday night, and we're friends and neighbors. And this country has to get back in which we relate to each other more so than paying attention to whether one is a Democrat or Republican. And I don't know. Social media has some, it causes this in some fashion. People need to engage. Politics is important, but it is not the most important thing in people's lives. And they ought to engage in their community and get acquainted with their neighbors and work together, regardless of their kind of political beliefs.
Last question for you. Do you believe the whole COVID-19 situation has been blown out of proportion to an extent?
Well, I think it's different from places across the country. If you look at New York City and the challenges they had compared to what has happened in Kansas, I'm not of the view that this is just a made-up story. Sure. There are consequences to COVID-19 that need to be addressed, and people need to be personally responsible in the way they interact with other people, whether it's a mask or socially distancing. We need to be the friend of our neighbor, the friend of our coworker, and do everything we can to keep this from spreading. But what I think is important is that we make decisions on a local basis, not on a national basis, about how we respond so that we're meeting the needs or the circumstances that what COVID has brought to our community. And that it clearly is different, not only across the country, but it's different one place in Kansas to another.
Once again, that was Senator Jerry Moran here on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems of Beloit.